Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Rivalry Week on The Fan.
Here's the snap on second and 10. Pressure comes, throw the screen. Pretty good one, too. Trying to get away. Jumping over a player to the 25-yard. Ball came out. The ball came out. Oregon has it. First down, Oregon.
As the Oregon State Beavers make their trip to Eugene for the Oregon Ducks.
I don't get anything out of it as a fan anymore. I know Oregon State doesn't want anything to do with the game anymore.
Not right now.
I borderline don't want to watch the game this year.
This is a Rivalry Week edition of Dirt and Sprague. Brought to you by Roto-Rooter, the experts in plumbing, drains, and water cleanup. On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, and the Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back in. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1.
I can't wait to not hear this anymore.
Two more days. Well, actually, one more time, and you never have to hear it again.
Not the Roto-Rooter.
No,
Roto-Rooter
we love.
Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter we love. Perfect sponsor
we
for the
Roto-Rooter
game. Is this the final time? Well, it's no
the
longer.
The final time song needs to go away.
It's no longer the final time. We have an answer now. They're playing it again. A couple of years.
Yeah,
back at Otson.
Quite literally watching Swag making that song, the song of the open. It is Jim Carrey, Liar, Liar. Like, kicking my own ass. Do you mind?
Makes it a little bit worse. At least Oregon players are bringing some juice to the game. Jerry Mixon said, we're going to go beat up little bro.
Let me say this.
Bryce Betcher was talking about how excited he is to play in this game yesterday.
Do you know he played baseball?
I did not. What?
He only came back to play football for a t-shirt and a backpack.
Are you sure about that?
Look, I'll say this. I actually love this. I'm not rooting, right, for Mixon. And I really like Betcher.
How do you not? He's one of those guys like...
You know, you and I talk about
this. He's a walk-on football player. He's played his way into maybe an NFL linebacker.
I find it a little cliche. I'm telling you that at the front end of this, okay? But you and I talk about this from time to time. We may not always root for the other team, but you certainly find players you don't like.
Yes.
But I've always said, like, when a player is likable, I don't root against
Why
them.
Why would I root against them?
Like, Mariota was such a cool, great story and couldn't have been the more humble superstar that you ever could ask for, right? Herbert in the backyard couldn't get the scally because he got hurt. He gets the walk-on. Oh, not walk-on, but he becomes, you know, the third guy that becomes the guy. I find people that hate the players odd. Betcher is easily a great, rootable, lovable storyline.
I'll always root for the local State of the Oregon kids. Not in this particular game because I want my team to win for obvious reasons. But
if Trent Walker gets a tutty,
like that's cool, man. If he goes and gets a chance in the NFL, am I going to root against Trent Walker in the NFL because he wore a Beaver jersey? Like that behavior has always been funny. Nobody has caused me more pain as a college football fan over the last 4 years as a player than Michael Penix, and I love Michael Penix in the NFL. Yeah. I'm rooting like hell for him. Oh. I love watching him play. He's phenomenal.
I'm with you there. So the Mixon comment, we didn't get to it, but he said that I think 2 days ago, actually.
Two days ago, he said we need to go beat up little bro.
He called him little bro. He said we're going to whoop that ass.
Yeah, Malik Murphy was asked for a response to this, and he basically said we're focused on what we're focused on.
I like Malik Murphy. No comment on that. I love when we lean into the rivalry, but I don't know if there's ever been more evidence of how dead this situation feels this year. Let's just hold it for this year.
Yeah.
Then a player of a team outright calling you little brother and saying they're going to plan to whoop that ass, and nobody cared or reacted.
Nobody said anything.
It was just like,
it's kind of a footnote.
Yeah.
If that happened in 2009-ish, you imagine the comments by, you know, LaMichael James calls Oregon State little bro, and we're going to go whoop that ass.
Imagine 2008, they were playing for the Rose Bowl.
They were. It's my favorite Civil War of all time.
And James Rogers calls you little bro because he fly swept your ass in Eugene.
2007, yeah.
You would go in that with hair on fire anger.
He was wearing a sports bra, and he scored a walk-off touchdown to beat Justin Roper in the Civil War, man.
The Rogers brothers. Do they still have eligibility?
Do they have any more? Do they have kids yet? How old are James and Jaquiz's kids? Let's check in on the family. Are they coming to Corvallis?
You know, I don't think James has kids.
Oh, okay.
I haven't talked to James in a long time. James is, he couldn't have been a nicer guy.
Yeah.
Jaquiz, I'm curious. I'm pretty sure Jaquiz, I know I've had at least one kid, and she's probably of a certain age. I don't know how old she is at this point,
okay.
But bring the Rogers brothers
come
back.
Bring them back. We got to find one more in the Rogers family to come on and play for the Beavs. Lots to get to in the final hour. No, we will not talk about Jerry Mixon's comments for the entirety. Tomorrow will be a football Friday, so we'll have some thoughts, you know, some final thoughts on the game, if you will.
Are there final thoughts?
I mean, we got to give our final predictions. Our score predictions.
I thought we just did that with the big.
I got to give our final thoughts.
The big peepee.
Final thoughts tomorrow. Okay. Football
right.
Friday.
Okay.
History tells us in the NFL that if you are this team and you started your season this way, you will not likely make the NFL playoffs.
0-2.
0-2.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's changed a little bit in the 17 games or 18, whatever many stupid games they play in
17.
17 game schedules changed a little bit.
Average record is 6-10 of 0-2 teams in the 17 game era.
Yes.
Average.
So since the NFL moved to the 14 team postseason format in 2020, 13.3% of teams that have started 0-2 overcame the slow starts and made the postseason. So 13% of teams since 2020, right?
Yeah.
Three squads last year started 0-2 and made the playoffs. Do you know who those three teams were?
Okay, say that one more time. Sorry.
Three teams from last year started 0-2 and made the playoffs. I would have been able to guess one of them. I would have never guessed the other two.
Did the Broncos start 0-2?
The Broncos would have been the one that I would have guessed because I remember the Seattle game in the opener, and he was terrible, and everybody thought, oh, God.
Did Houston start 0-2?
No, Houston and Tampa were not the teams.
Was it Philly?
It was not Phily.
Commanders.
It was not the Commanders. I would have never guessed these two teams. I'll give them to you if you want.
No, no, I don't want to give them to me. I want to guess it.
Keep taking shots.
That's the fun of the segment.
Keep taking shots.
The Bills start 0-2?
They did not.
Rams.
The Rams started 0-2.
Rams did.
Well done. There's one more.
It's not the Bucs.
Nope.
Steelers.
No.
Damn it.
Well, the Ravens lost the opener. Because Likely's toe was out.
Oh, it was. It was the Ravens.
The Baltimore Ravens.
It was the Ravens. Good
call. So last year you had the Broncos, the Rams, and the Ravens. It all started 0-2 and they made the playoffs.
The unlikely toe tap.
The unlikely, yes. Toe is a little too big. 0-3 is just like a, you know, you're not going, essentially. I think 96 teams since 2002. 96 teams have started 0-3. Only three of them have made the playoffs. Only
three. Have any in the 17-game era started 0-3? Because I knew the 0-2 stats.
I don't believe so. Okay. Some of them, two of them are Mike Tomlin teams. They snuck into the playoffs as a 7 seed in 2013 and in 2019.
Yeah,
the other one is the 2018 Texans, who rolled off a 9-game winning streak after starting 0-3.
Okay.
So history tells you 0-2 is not great. 0-3 might be a nail in the coffin for the rest of your season.
It's a death sentence.
That being known and that being said, we have, and let me count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 0-2 teams in the NFL through 2 weeks. How many of them are we buying to be a legitimate playoff contender? And then I will give you the numbers. We can carry this over to the next segment. One of them is playing tonight and is going to be 0-3, breaking news. Mm-hmm. And I will give you what the percentages say of their chances of making the playoffs. Your 0-2 teams are the Panthers, the Chicago Bears, the Cleveland Browns, the Houston Texans.
There's only two.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
There's only two.
The Miami Dolphins, the New Orleans Saints, the New York Giants, the New York Jets, and the Tennessee Titans. You're saying only two, and I'm assuming I know who the two are.
Well, we can carry it over, but I asked you yesterday, and you didn't perform for me, and you're kind of known on the show for doing it. I need a dead dolphin sound.
You need a dead dolphin?
What's your best? Because that's good.
That's pretty good.
Did he eat plastic? Has he got a hook in his fin? I don't know, but he's dying.
He got one of those, what are they called? The soda pop things where the
yeah, the plastic.
The plastic,
yeah.
He's got one of those stuck on his snout.
Yeah,
that's what's happening over there.
Yeah, there's only two. And we can carry it over if you want. I don't know how much 0-2 talk you
give. No
give.
Chance to any of the other teams, because I know who you're going to give me. You're going to give me Kansas City and Houston.
Yeah.
Do you want to guess what Kansas City's playoffs play out now? take this for what it's worth because a lot of people don't, and I truly don't always buy into the FPI.
Uh-huh.
According to ESPN's FPI, do you want to guess what Kansas City's percentage chance is to make the playoffs? Right now.
Before 67%.
51.8.
Yeah. Tough division. I totally get it. They absolutely could be in this, and you said the panic meter and where it's all at. I just... How are we in this Mahomes-Reed Chiefs era? And certainly, look, whenever you give these opinions and people counter it and they're right, they love to tell you they were right.
They will.
But when they're wrong, you don't hear from them. I'm just probably always going to lean a benefit to Hall of Fame.
Coach quarterback.
Championship yeah. coach pedigree.
I don't blame you. Until the Giants beat him on Sunday.
You know, look, it's 2 weeks. Denver last week. Snapshot, moment in time, or should we be having our antennas up about that?
Let's also not act like they were thrilling and phenomenal in the first week and a win at home against the Tennessee, Titans. Who's one of the worst teams in the NFL.
The Raiders just showed you how quickly and easily they can get blown out in a game. Now, the Chargers look like they're pretty good this year, right?
Mm-hmm. Bolt up.
So I think you look within the division, and we thought, oh, unstoppable great division. Well, slow start for Denver. Let's see where that goes. They play the Chargers this week. Talk about a big game. The Raiders, okay. I don't know, man. I think the Chiefs deserve a benefit until it's clear that they're not.
Let me
ask
you this.
And the Houston Texans aren't. I still don't buy that division. Even with the great Indiana Jones start,
sure.
The Jags are a disaster still.
I actually did talk to Jalen Jones.
Lawrence just continues to not look like a franchise quarterback.
Brian Thomas is a problem, and he's yelling at his coach on the sideline in the middle of a game.
And the Titans aren't doing it this year. Not year one with Cam Ward. So I look at their division and say, they're not out of it. They almost just beat the Bucs.
Okay, two follow-up questions for you. One, how much does, and I don't think anybody believes this will happen, but it's the NFL, so you always have to grant there is the possibility. Does the opinion change if the Chiefs lose on the road to the Giants this weekend? Because the Giants have been feisty in their first two games. Let's not act like they're a pushover. Russell, now, Dallas' defense is horrific, but he just threw for 700 yards and four touchdowns against them.
I'm sure Kansas City's going to allow every moon ball to land.
I'm sure that they will. And also, I'm going to give you this on the other side, and then we'll talk a little bit about this team. What is the playoff percentage chance for the Houston Texans? Because I agree with you. They're a fascinating team, man. 0-2. The two losses are games that they could have won. Is CJ Stroud good? Is he still good?
What's up with the offense?
What's happening to the offense? Question. Ever since he big broed Caleb Williams, CJ Stroud's career has taken a left turn and not for the good. So I want to talk a little about them. I'll give you their playoff percentage chance. And do we buy into any of the other 0-2 teams? Because one of them is playing on Thursday Night Football tonight and probably will be 0-3. Back after this with some more NFL next on The Fam.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, a couple thoughts here at the Fan Text Line. I listen to you every morning while I drive to work on 1080 The Fan, but I got a new car, and I turned it to 1080 The Fan and thought you all got replaced because your voices are completely different. Threw me off for a couple of days. Shouldn't Thank matter, you. But relearning what your voices sound like is strange. Have you heard of this before?
Yeah.
Which voice is more accurate? I'm assuming you're talking about going from AM to FM. If you're still listening on 1080 The Fan, you can do that if you want to. But also, we are on 105.1 FM The Fan now. So I do know everybody's voices sound drastically different from the FM signal to the AM signal.
I'd imagine the FM is the more accurate representation of the voice.
Yeah, I would think so. I sound like Morgan Freeman on FM, so I'm pretty psyched about that. Some people tell me. I get tweets like that all the time. Somebody's saying, does Dirt have a single UW player he roots for? Because I kind of doubt that he does. I literally just gave you one in the last segment, Michael Penix. Also, one of my favorite baseball players in the history of the sport is Tim Lincecum. And one of my favorite Blazers of all time is Brandon Roy. So I don't have any... That rivalry thing, like Patrick does this, he's a Coug, obviously. They got the Apple Cup. He's this way of he won't root for the guy in the pros that went to Washington. And everybody can fandom however they want to fandom. That's just never been who I am. And mainly because I went through an era where my favorite player on my baseball team and my basketball team were both Huskies.
This is a football nightmare, brother.
That was Tim Lincecum revived the Giant fan base when he made his debut. That was such a big deal when the freak broke in and he won back-to-back Cy Youngs. He was incredible. And then Brandon Roy did the same thing for the Blazers with the Jail Blazers. They were gone and forgotten. Nobody cared about him. Brandon Roy revived all of it. What, am I going to be anti-Brandon Roy as a Blazer fan? Get the hell out of here, dude. Build a statue for that guy. Retire the numbers. So,
yeah, I think you can root against an institution
or
a program.
Against them when they're at the school. I'm not rooting for him to win games when he's at Washington.
I also just, college is weird in this way because of the pageantry, because of the nostalgia and the memories some of us that went have or growing up became fans of because of some tie in some way. Like when Oregon scores a touchdown this weekend, and they will. How many? Well, that's on them to decide.
TBD.
Whenever you see a rival score on you, in college, I weirdly, almost never, like the FPI 99% that Oregon is favored to win this game by, 99% of the time, a rival scores on you, I don't view it as a player in a weird way.
The school is scoring on you.
Oh, they scored on us. I don't go, God, Mariota did it again.
Yeah.
I somehow disconnect that. Whereas in the NFL,
I do the same thing as a fan. Yeah.
If Rodgers scores and gets the Steelers over 500, I'm like,
it was more personal. There he goes.
Rodgers.
I mean, James Rodgers scored on a fly sweep in a sports bra. I had buddies who were close friends with him when he was in college. Like, I heard he was a great guy. I didn't hate James Rodgers for that.
Yeah,
I hated Oregon for losing the game.
Beat you at Oregon.
That ended the streak of the home team winning every year, and they were the first to go on the road and break it, and then Oregon was able to rattle off a few after that. A fun trivia question. So we're talking about 0-2 NFL teams. Miami is one of them. They're playing tonight. Harley on the YouTube chat is saying he wants to go gamble Miami money line tonight. Buddy.
Oh, Harley.
Buddy.
Harley.
To each their own. You have the ability to peacock so bleeping strong tomorrow if the Miami Dolphins win this game. If you're actually going to bet that bad boy, good for you. Let it fly. What the hell? Nothing to lose.
I want to see if I can find it, but my uncle, before he passed away years ago, he was in a biker gang, like a legitimate biker
gang. Legit biker gang.
Just some stories he didn't finish, you know what I mean? And he bought my little brother a Harley Davidson toy, and you push a button to make a sound. And the guy used to click it. He'd be like, ride to live, live to ride. And then it would be a Harley sound. That's all I'm thinking about tonight if the Dolphins win is P1 Harley and that sound effect.
Rev that engine. I asked this during the break, so Sprague now knows the answer. I'll ask Jason Swigard. Riggins over here. Let's see if you can figure this one out. And is there a team this year? Do we still feel this way about Kansas City? In the history of the Super Bowl, there are only three teams that have started 0-2 and have gone on to win the Super Bowl trophy. So this is going back in the history of the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Three times it's happened. Can you name the three times?
He was 10 the first year the Super Bowl started. So he's got a pretty good historical baseline.
He's seen all of them.
I do know it was the Cowboys.
1991.
The Emmitt Smith contract dispute year.
That is one of them. He sat out the first two games. They started 0-2. Went on to win the Super Bowl in 1991. The other two, I will give you a hint, have happened after that. That was the first time it ever happened.
No, it was more wild card teams, and I'm trying to remember who the wild card teams were.
There's a fairly obvious one that I will
You guessed it right out of the gate when I gave this to you in the break.
Was it the Giants team that wrecked the perfect season?
Yes, you nailed it. 2007, the Giants gave up 80 points in their first two games of the season. Their defense was an embarrassment, and they went on to win the Super Bowl.
I'm going to die with the opinion, not best team, but won the Super Bowl.
Are you going, not my champion? Not my real Super Bowl champion?
No, they earned
that
in that game.
They earned it in 1 week. They also played, as you point out, in the final game of the regular season. It did not go well for the Giants
was
in that game.
Was it the Steelers team that beat the Seahawks?
It was not, no. The other one, and I'll give it to you because we're already against it and I want to talk about the Texans. When you hear it, you're like, oh yeah, that makes sense. The 2001 Patriots, when Brady won his first title, he didn't start until week three. They started that season 0-2. Bledsoe started right out of the gate. He got hurt. Brady Brady came in. He started in week three. They went on to win the Super Bowl. Only three times in the history of the league has it happened, and it has not happened since 2007, and I was in high school in 2007. Mm-hmm. So Kansas City has a chance, maybe. I think they're the only one we probably put into this category, but I ask you, going into the last break, what do we make of Houston? Their playoff percentage chance, according to ESPN's FPI, 24% chance to make the playoffs. Now, I tend to lean with you. That division is so wide open that I can't eliminate them. Mm-hmm. But this is now out. It's almost weird because I go the opposite way of some people, where people want to focus on the playoff game and what happened for them last year and how they dominated the Chargers. It almost masked a pretty bad regular season for them. Like, their offense was abysmal at times. Their offensive line wasn't good. Their receivers were banged up. They struggled mightily. Now, they're still good defensively. They lost two games that they could have won. They have only scored 9 points in week one and 19 points in week two, and that touchdown came really late on Monday night against the Bucs. I don't know what to make of them and their offense, and if they were in any other division, I think I would have the Houston Texans eliminated at this point.
Yeah, I mean, if they're in the AFC West or the North, I'm certainly there
they're
with
gone.
You.
Cross them off the list.
You know, D'Amico's defense, it looks great. That last drive is just a backbreaker, man. Like, that's where you need the stout unit to win the game for you, essentially, because
they have Baker bottled up on a play that should have been the game over, and
fourth and ten,
he wiggled loose and picked up 30 yards.
So there is something here with this, because Nico started in that game really good. He got that long touchdown to open the game and seemingly disappeared the rest of the game, right? Tampa really bottled him up. After Nico Collins, it starts to get a little bleak for them right now, right? Like, with the injuries they have at receiver, you look around and you go, okay, you got a Schultz. You got a Dalton Schultz there. You got kind of an old Chubb. Like, it's hard to win when you have an old Chubb.
Not an old Chubb.
Not the strongest, that Chubb.
You want a young Chubb.
That Chubb finally broke through, but it took him a while, right? So I just look at that offense, and I don't think the offensive line has improved all that much. I don't know what it is, man, because it ain't Slowick no more. Slowick's gone. But I'm not going to eliminate them, because guess who they play the next 2 weeks?
Probably Cupcakes.
Jacksonville and Tennessee.
Yeah.
And Jacksonville certainly can get them.
This is a must-win game. For, like, you can't start 0-3.
Well,
you
the
can't
Colts
lose
have
game.
The Titans this week, so if the Colts get to 3-0.
Yeah.
Well, there's a fun fact here that
and if you're falling so far back in the division early, your only way is to go through the wild card. And
just keep this in the back of your mind for tomorrow, both of you, okay?
Yeah.
The history. This isn't a Sprague like, hey, I'm telling you this, so believe it. This is the history of it. 0-2 teams taking on 1-1 teams against the spread cover 70% of the time.
Yeah, because they're in desperation.
Exactly. Yeah, and so, like, of the two teams, Jacksonville blowing that game last week was insane. Three picks by Browning and you still lost that game?
Yeah, no Burrow and you lose. Come on.
I'm not out on the Texans. I absolutely think the division's going to keep them alive. I have been nothing but idiotic on the Colts. I put them as the bottom five team. That looks stupid right now. I'm not ready to fully go in and say they're going to win the division. Let's see this continue to roll on.
Or even this weekend. You never know. That's the beauty of the NFL.
They're
I imagine
slight.
They will, but there's only a slight favorite there.
Yeah, a one-point favorite at the Titans. I don't know what's happening there. But their division's going to keep them alive in it all season long. They need to get this corrected, and I am starting to kind of have thoughts of, you know, CJ Stroud, great rookie year.
He was 23 touchdowns and 5 picks as a rookie.
And I'm with you. It didn't even mask it for me. I just thought that was a combination of Chargers on the road. People kind of loved the Chargers because Houston was so inconsistent all year.
They had a better Chargers had a better record than them. The only reason it was in Houston
division.
Was because Houston was a division winner.
And Herbert threw 4 picks.
Yeah.
And like that's it. So it didn't mask me on who and how I viewed the Texans. They play really well in big games. I give them that, but just lost one. They have to bounce back this weekend. That offense needs to be fixed in a hurry because it's going on over a year since it's been broken.
Yeah, two games into the season, C.J. Stroud completing 62% of his passes, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. He was sacked 52 times last year. He's already been sacked 6 times through 2 games. He is now up in 34 career games. He has been sacked 96 times.
Okay, so give me his numbers, his completion percentage.
62% completion percentage through 2 games. His career high was as a rookie at 63.9. It went down to basically 63% last year.
Yeah.
And it is 2 games. It is a small sample size.
It's a very small sample
size. He is sub 63% early in the season with only 1 touchdown pass on the year.
And that's incredibly problematic. And I would also say there's a quarterback that has, in some metrics, better numbers that we're already bagging as a bust.
Hmm.
Caleb.
Yeah.
Caleb is a half percentage away from his completion percentage.
The guy who CJ Stroud big bro'd after the game.
He's got 400 passing yards, 3 touchdowns to 1 pick. So, like, and we look at him and say, not going well at all. I just, I find narratives very interesting.
Well, CJ Stroud's won a playoff game, don't you know?
He's won a couple, actually.
He has. He's won two of them.
Yeah. Okay.
It's all that matters in quarterback conversations.
I'm not saying this to suggest Caleb is better.
Right.
I'm just saying, keep an eye on it.
Narratives are funny. That's the whole point of this is like the Texans have benefited from being in a very bad division. He was great as a rookie. He was not very good last year. It wasn't all on him. The offensive line was terrible.
It was really bad.
And all of his wide receivers got hurt. It takes a village to win as a quarterback. That is true. I just, like, as years go on with this, you're not wrong about their weapons and their wide receivers outside of one player. Their offensive line has been an issue, clearly, early on in the season once again. And so it's just something to file away and keep an eye on. They're 0-2. 0-3, I'll just tell you right now, I don't care how bad your division is. They lose this weekend, they're not making the playoffs. I'll go ahead and mark that one down in Sharpie.
And what if the Colts lose to the Titans? Doesn't that open it back up to the idea that something rare could happen?
It does, but I just...
Jacksonville, Tennessee aren't...
Like, you got to go the rest of the way. If you're 0-3 in order to finish above 500, because I don't see that being a below 500 division winner. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
They got the Titans in 2 weeks. They got Jacksonville this week. And I get where you're coming from. I just, that division, nothing impressive.
Shouldn't
about
host
it.
A playoff game. Is that what you're telling me?
Huh?
Make them go on the road? Is that what you're saying?
Is that what you're saying?
They've always been bad. The division's always sucked.
You won't hear from me.
I love it. I brought this up off the air a couple weeks ago after the show. I'm like, the AFC South has sucked my entire life. It gave me the Colts. Yeah, the Colts were the only good team in the division at that time.
The Titans have been dog-ass
my entire life.
Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry.
Ryan Tannehill, 1 year they go to the AFC title game. That doesn't mean they've been great my entire life. The Jags have done nothing outside of two seasons in my entire lifetime.
Okay.
Early on when they went to an AFC title game, and then the random year where they should have beat the Patriots in New England with Blake Bortles at quarterback, and then it all crumbled on them. And the Texans were fine with Deshaun Watson, but come on now, that division is blown for a long time.
You know what I love about you? I love that when you say opinions on things on and off the air, you love to say, in my entire life.
My entire lifetime. It's the only timeline that matters for me. I don't care about before then.
I'm trying to find who has actually the worst winning percentage as a division since 1989.
Yeah, well, some of these teams weren't even in the division tonight. The Texans didn't exist, and neither did the Jags.
You're right. The Saints and Falcons used to be in the Niner division, so you're right. Exactly. The divisions are tough.
We'd have to go a little bit more recent than that. Let's dive in a little bit to tonight's game. Do we care? Are we going to watch? Where are we at? Thursday night football. We lay in the big wood. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. I could give you one of these every day. I quite enjoy it.
No diggities?
The Eagles are the only team to start 2-0 without throwing a passing touchdown since the 2000 Detroit Lions. Jalen Hurts this season has 5 yards passed beyond 10 yards of the line of scrimmage, and he has 9 tush pushes.
What is your deal with the constant teardown of a quarterback?
I build some up and I tear some down. You never know which way I'm going to go.
I do find it interesting.
I fight against narratives, dude. Narratives drive me nuts. And I fight against them and until I see everybody agree with what the correct, nuanced...
I don't think it's a narrative that's real, though.
I do. I do think it's a narrative that's real. I think people truly believe that Jalen Hurts is a top 5 quarterback in the NFL or a top 7 quarterback in the NFL because he won a Super Bowl.
So you think if you pulled, let's just take the media out.
Okay? Yeah, take the media.
Is there to sensationalize, I think if you pulled, divide, and anger.
Yes, the vast majority of NFL fans.
And you said you want Herbert or Jalen Hurts. You think those football fans are choosing Jalen Hurts?
I don't know if it's a blowout, but I think Herbert would win because I give at least some respect, but I think it's too close for comfort, and it shouldn't be that close. It's basically what I'm saying. It should be a 90-10 poll.
So because it might finish...
It's 55-45. I think it's a lot closer than you're giving it credit for. Because he hasn't won a playoff game and one guy's won a Super Bowl. And that's all that matters for some people. And it drives me nuts as if it's not a team game. And so that's why I fight the narrative. He also hasn't thrown a touchdown pass in the first 2 weeks of the season. But his team's 2-0. That's all you got to do in order to win.
I just... Yeah, I find him so likable and
there's
humble.
No doubt he's likable,
like,
for sure.
He was caught talking a little less back and forth with Chris Jones. Who knows what's being said during these whole games, by the way. But
yes. He was, Chris Jones was telling him you only threw for 100 yards. He was making fun of him at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Said you barely threw for 100 yards. Like, shut up, Jalen. And he said, we won the game. You shut up.
I mean, which, is that a fine. Proper response if somebody got to tell you to shut up? I'd be like, yeah, well, we're winning. I mean, okay.
I actually appreciated both sides of the trash talk. Like, I appreciated Chris Jones being like, dude, you didn't do anything. You're just here on the group project. You pushed it forward twice on 3rd and 1. That's all you had to do all day. You won the game anyways, and Jalen Hurts is right. We won the game, and that's all that matters to him.
So you're Spider-Man memeing both of those situations.
I appreciate both those. You are right. You're both right here, and I appreciate it. Good back and forth.
Then can we do this before you break?
Yeah.
I want you to properly tell me where he should be for quarterbacks then, because you said yesterday the Baker thing, right? And I think in a lot of ways, I agree with you.
If Baker Mayfield was on the Eagles last year, they win the Super Bowl. There's not a doubt in my mind. Not a doubt in my mind. Jalen Hurts, win the Super Bowl. Dak Prescott, healthy, obviously, caveat, win the Super Bowl. Jared Goff, win the Super Bowl. Jordan Love, again, healthy, right? Got to be playing, but he was at the end of the year, win the Super Bowl. Hell, I'll give you Geno Smith. I think the Eagles win the Super Bowl with Geno Smith, the quarterback last year. I can keep going. You want me to keep going? C.J. Stroud, probably.
I really don't like him.
It's not a don't like thing. Well, I just don't think he's that good.
I mean, as a player. I'm not talking about as a person.
No, I don't think he's that good. I don't. Do we have eyes? Do we watch games? He struggles to throw for 100 yards. But we have to pretend as if winning games is all, like, he's the only reason they're winning games because he won?
I don't think people say he's the only
reason.
He threw
for 100 yards against Kansas City last week.
I think the story was the defense stepped up.
It is in every game because their defense is elite, and he's got Saquon Barkley to hand the ball off to.
So if he has the Rams this weekend, right? Yeah. If he goes out and throws for 380 and 3 tutties.
I'll tip my cap and say that's a tremendous game. He probably has 2 of those in his entire career of throwing over 350 yards in a game. Doesn't happen very often. Where would I rank? He'd be outside my top 10. If you ask me for my tiers of quarterbacks list, there's no chance Jalen Hurts is in the top 10. No chance. I'll give you 10 names that I think are better than him every day.
Well, you just gave me 4, and one of those is very polarizing. Seeing Geno coming off a 3-pick game on Monday Night Football.
You put Jalen Hurts on with the Raiders and those pieces instead of taking away, hey, I can't hand the ball to Saquon Barkley 19 times today, and my defense isn't going to hold Mahomes to 17 points.
You know, Dirt, for a long time, they said that about Brady, too, and he became the GOAT.
That he did, Bob.
Geno on that the Eagles... Did. I want to kind of give you a take. I defend Geno against some Seahawk fans.
Sure.
The element of the tush push.
I just think that much of the Eagles roster. The tush push, no doubt, is a big
roster.
Part of it.
There's no doubt.
There's just, I think that much of their roster that I think it's, and it's not necessarily just a shot at Hurts. It's more of like, I think they're so good that you could rotate in a number. This to me is like prime Shaq. Like Kobe was a part of winning those titles in the early 2000s. There's no doubt.
Well, pretty big part.
I know. My whole point is Shaq maybe was the most dominant player in the history of the NBA in that stretch, and I think there's a dozen guys that you could have swapped out as the number 2 scoring option, and they still would have won a three-peat.
You know, if Tracy McGrady was in here, he'd also agree with that take.
Allen Iverson, like, go down the list of guys, Vince Carter. Like,
AI
go to,
and Shaq.
Yes, go down the list of guys that are not losing to the Nets in the NBA Finals.
Or the Pacers.
Or the Pacers in the NBA Finals.
Now, here is the interesting thing is, and this is an argument to you, or for you, I mean, they bared this out last year. When they passed more, they weren't quite as successful.
Nope.
When they pivoted into just running, tush-pushing, and defense, it ultimately was the deciding factor. The benefit for him is his Super Bowl appearances are pretty good.
He's been phenomenal in big games, and I cannot take that away from him.
You certainly can look at the playmakers outside of Barkley and say, if you had like a Herbert, Or, you know, I saw.
You think A.J. Brown has two catches this year if Justin Herbert's a starting quarterback? I mean, he might have more than that, but I'm, you know.
Dude, he didn't get his first target for 8 yards until super late in that
The Eagles put out a highlight after their win over Kansas City, and they did a slow motion. They said, since we're doing slow motion this week, replays, watch this one. And it was a pass of Jalen Hurts. The only one that they could find was him throwing a slant to A.J. Brown, and the ball was like 2 feet behind his head, and he one hand caught it.
Well, you could have gone to the Devonta Smith moon ball jump ball that he made. Good throw.
That was a decent throw. I'll give you that. Are we excited for Thursday Night Football? Let's close up there. Oh, we didn't get to it. Are we? I mean, we're going to watch, right? We're going to watch?
No, we're not.
You're not going to watch?
This is background.
Background noise.
There's going to be more baseball being watched by some.
Will it be a dead dolphin? We'll close up there and send you on your way on a Thursday next. 105.1 FM, The Fam. Now getting challenged to a fight at Irving Park at noon. Don't be mad at me because I'm right. Don't be mad at me because I'm right. You know I'm right.
I'm going to tell you
right,
two
things. I love
things,
you. I love you all. Brock Purdy, too, could have won a Super Bowl with the Eagles.
Brock Purdy got to a Super Bowl with the Niners, so look, there is a range of
I would say the same. If Brock Purdy had beaten the Chiefs 2 years ago, if they catch a punt and don't have a PAT blocked and they win that game, and people rush to put Brock Purdy into a conversation of top five. Like, this was the narrative when they were having that great year. He was an quote-unquote MVP candidate. And it's like, dude, no, he's not. He's on a really good team with a lot of really good weapons. He's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
But he's not, he doesn't belong in a most valuable player conversation. Stop it.
Yeah, I just think sometimes you're allowing a tweet or a national pundit who needs to get a click for an organization to drive more of the narrative than the reality. But I did love the countering. I 100% agree with Dirt. And then two texts later, Dirt's Jalen Hurts take is insufferable. And I will also say this. Yeah. If I was you, don't show up to that Irving Park fight. You will lose.
Oh, I'm not showing up. I'm fighting anybody.
You go to
dude.
Irving Park, you ain't winning that fight.
I could beat up a grandpa right now.
Well,
man.
That's just in general. You go to Irving Park, you're getting your ass whooped.
Yeah, not going in that. Not going over there. Not fighting anybody.
But we still love you.
We all love you. Don't be mad at me because I'm right. You know I'm right. How about this?
How about you just say,
how about you get back to me when Jalen Hurts has 25 touchdown passes in a season? You know who has 25 touchdown passes in a season? Tua. He's done it twice. How about you get back to me when Jalen Hurts throws for 4,000 yards? You know who's done that? You know who led the NFL in passing 3 years ago?
But you don't need...
Tua.
Okay, but my point is, you don't need him to do that with this team. With this team.
It's because he's on the best team in the NFL, and that's why he wins.
Why don't you look at his rushing touchdown stats?
He's great from 1 yard out, there's no doubt. Thursday Night Football is tonight.
Push that tush.
Are we laying the big wood? You going to lay some money on 11.5, 12.5? What's the line at?
Still in here?
What are we looking at right now?
Yep, I'm doing it.
You laying big? Are you doing Spriggin' the Line?
Spriggin' the Line.
Oh, Thursday
laying
pick.
12.5.
Love it.
Okay.
It's going to be just...
Swag's coming off a 3-0 weekend. You're feeling good.
Slaughter. And I am hoping it breaks some NFL records and breaks the Dolphins completely.
You think it's going to be that bad on a short week?
Yep.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they covered the spread, but, like, the idea of them winning 52-0, I just don't think that can happen in the NFL. But maybe I'm wrong.
I just think it's a short week. I think the Dolphins don't want to be there. Bills will march down a couple of times. Josh Allen runs, trucks a safety.
Yeah.
Can I give you this stat? And this is almost getting me to also join him here.
Uh-oh, you going to jump in, Spriggin' the Line?
Josh Allen has played the equivalent of a 17-game season versus the Dolphins in his career.
He's never lost on Thursday Night Football.
7-0.
Here's his numbers. 4,500 passing yards, 44 passing touchdowns, 11 picks, 65 completion percentage, 757 rushing yards, 6 rushing touchdowns, 15-2.
That's pretty good. Pretty damn good. I remember the game, one of the ones they lost down in Miami, wasn't it like 117 degrees?
Swag, yeah. Are they up 17 and some stupid A-chan touchdown happens and we are irate that ends up being a 10-point win?
It's possible. I think they'll be up 17 or more at halftime. They could be up 20 at halftime. And I just...
I think the question is, how much have the Dolphins quit?
I think they have.
I mean, that game
have they already
had
quit?
To have close to broke their spirits, right?
It was bad. I mean, they were there with New England. Now, I don't think New England's fine. They threw a late pick, too. They threw a terrible pick late in that
game. New England needed a kick return to win the game.
Well, they have counteracting kick returns, didn't they, on back-to-back plays or back-to-back series? Yeah.
Oh, you weren't here for Factoid Tuesday.
No, I missed Factoid Tuesday.
That was the first time we've had back-to-back kicks, a punt return and a kickoff return.
Really?
Since 1992.
That's pretty cool.
Can you name the two players who did it? Because I played this game with him.
In 1992, I have no clue.
You could guess.
Can I?
I got one of them.
You got one of them.
Right. Deion Sanders?
Yes.
Deion Sanders.
I'm assuming that was a punt?
Yes.
Rocket Ishmael.
You're not far off, but think of the era.
Think of the era, the early 1990s. Was Desmond Howard in the
NFL?
Yeah, there you go.
There it is.
Okay. All right.
Here's the key, okay? This is the key tonight.
To win games, you have to win the game.
Will they win the game to win the game?
No. They can't win any game against the Bills.
God, this is so good. Pull all of this for tomorrow. I'm actually kind of rooting for the Dolphins
now.
He's
won six straight against
Miami. Plus 575 on the money line.
He's never lost on Thursday Night Football. The numbers you gave against the Dolphins are phenomenal. Like, he's... All the signs are pointing to it. Are you doing spring and line spring? Final call. Final call. Clock's running out. Make a pick.
You don't have to. Don't get pressured.
You don't need to do it.
I wholeheartedly believe this is going to be
an epic ass kicking. Yeah, Swag's got his pick. It's been written on the show sheet. It is down. Sharpie.
You know what?
Not getting your raise. You doing it?
I'm in.
Let's go.
Let's fill it up, baby.
I'm rooting so hard for the Dolphins.
12-point favorite last week covered for me. I'll do it again. Are you going to bet the Dolphins?
Hell no, I'm not going to bet the Dolphins. I'm just rooting for both of you to lose a game so I can make up some ground. I'm behind you.
What's the spread?
12.5.
12.5.
Oh, I hate that.
It's a big number.
I know.
Big number.
Get back to me.
Backdoor me, McDaniel. Wait, what? Excuse me? Hey, that'll do it for us. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That'd be winning the game to win the game.
Hey, quick reminder. After Dirk gets backdoored by McDaniel tonight.
Yeah. Jake Butt tomorrow.
Jake Butt tomorrow.
Jake Butt tomorrow.
8:30.
Dan Lanning, 4 o'clock. Isaac.
That's right. Yeah. Thursday chat. I'll see everybody at Irvin Park at noon. Have a great rest of your day.
Be square.
have a great rest of your day. If you missed the show, go find the podcast. Like the video. Subscribe to the channel on YouTube if you haven't done so yet. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm of Harrison Marang is next. You're listening to 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.